Trade has been an important part of human civilization for thousands of years. Today, international trade is a vital component of the global economy, with countries around the world trading goods, services, and investment with each other. However, international trade can be complex and has a variety of trade barriers such as tariffs, quotas, and technical regulations. These barriers can limit trade flows and restrict business opportunities for companies operating in these markets. That is why there is something called the Policy of Free Trade Agreement, FTA. In this video, we will understand what FTA is, what are its upsides and downsides, and why many countries are interested in signing FTAs with Bharat. As you have heard the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz making a statement,
"We want to strengthen trade cooperation between the European Union and India, and that's why we're both going to work towards making this free trade deal between our two countries finally happen. It's an important topic, and I'll get personally involved so that this happens at a faster pace than has happened so far."
That he's going to personally get involved in getting this free trade agreement signed between the European Union and Bharat by the end of this year. With this, you can imagine how important free trade agreements are. But then an important thing to understand here is that both the countries have to agree on the terms and conditions. Bharat has been negotiating a free trade agreement with the European Union since 2007. Why do you think till now it did not happen? It is simply because both the countries have disagreements over various issues, and those disagreements are typically with respect to the terms and conditions. And let me be straightforward, it is the European Union who has more terms and conditions. In any kind of business deal, always one party wants to get ahead of the other. So whenever any Western country thinks of doing a free trade agreement with Bharat, they always make sure to secure their own interest first. But then today Bharat has a strong foreign policy. Now because of this Russia-Ukraine conflict, the European market is witnessing energy crisis and food crisis. And that is precisely the reason why European Union today is in a hurry in signing an FTA. In a few minutes, I will also tell you why countries are interested in pursuing a free trade agreement with Bharat. So it is not just the European Union, even Canada, Britain, Australia, United States, they all are discussing the possibility of a free trade agreement with Bharat for several years. And currently, many of them have also reached the negotiation level. Now, eventually, these agreements will be made. It is just a matter of meeting the terms and conditions. FTAs are often negotiated through trade summits and other international negotiations, where participating countries work together to identify areas of common interest and negotiate the terms of the agreement. Now, these negotiations can be complex and often involve difficult trade-offs between competing interests, such as the need to protect domestic industries while promoting greater trade flows. Now, with this, I will also tell you some potential downsides of a free trade agreement. Here are some common downsides of a free trade agreement. One of the biggest downsides of a free trade agreement is the potential for job losses. When countries open up their markets to each other, some industries may find it difficult to compete with their counterparts in other countries, particularly those with lower labor costs. This can lead to job losses in those industries, which can be particularly devastating for workers who lack the skills needed to transition to other industries. Another downside of free trade agreements is the unequal distribution of benefits. While some sectors and groups may benefit from increased market access and new business opportunities, others may face more competition and lose out. For example, small farmers in developing countries may find it difficult to compete with subsidized agricultural imports from developed countries, which can lead to declining incomes and loss of livelihoods. And free trade agreements can also have environmental impacts. Increased economic activity associated with free trade can lead to increased carbon emissions, pollution and deforestation. In some cases, countries may lower environmental standards in order to attract foreign investment. This creates a vicious cycle, which will eventually lead to a race to the bottom in terms of environmental standards. Another downside of free trade agreements is the potential for lower regulatory standards. In order to attract foreign investment, some countries may lower their labor standards, health and safety standards, and other regulatory requirements. This can lead to exploitation of workers, unsafe working conditions, and other negative consequences. Now, it is important to recognize that the downsides of free trade agreements are not inevitable. With the right policies and strategies in place, we can work towards a more equitable and sustainable global trading system. But nevertheless, it is important that we also keep in mind the downsides of any kind of economic development. Now, despite these challenges, free trade agreements remain an important tool for promoting economic growth and development, increasing trade flows, and expanding business opportunities for companies operating in these markets. With the right policies and strategies, countries can work together to build a more open and integrated global economy, where the benefits of trade can be shared by all. Now, let me also tell you some of the upsides of free trade agreements. One of the biggest benefits of free trade agreements is increased trade. By eliminating or reducing tariffs and other trade barriers, countries can trade more goods and services with each other. This can lead to increased business opportunities for companies in both countries, as well as more choices and lower prices for consumers. Another benefit of free trade agreement is increased efficiency. When countries specialize in producing the goods and services that they are most efficient at producing, they can trade with other countries to obtain the goods and services they need. This can lead to more efficient use of resources and higher productivity. Basically, outsourcing is the word. Now, free trade agreements can also promote cooperation between two countries. By working together to create rules and standards for trade, countries can build trust and cooperation. This can help to prevent conflicts and promote peace. Finally, free trade agreements can promote sustainability. By including environmental and labor standards in free trade agreements, countries can encourage more sustainable practices. This can lead to more sustainable use of natural resources. While free trade agreements can have both benefits and downsides, but then it is important to recognize that they can be a powerful tool for promoting economic growth and maintaining international relations. Now the next question is, why are countries interested in pursuing a free trade agreement with Bharat? Now there are several reasons why countries may be interested in pursuing a free trade agreement with Bharat. Number 1. Market size. Bharat is the second populous country in the world with a population of over 1.3 billion people. This large market presents a significant opportunity for countries looking to expand their exports and increase their revenue. The growing middle class in Bharat is also becoming increasingly affluent, which is driving demand for a wide range of goods and services. Second, economic growth. Bharat is one of the fastest growing economies in the world. With a GDP expected to reach $5 trillion by 2025, it presents an attractive destination for foreign investors. By entering into a free trade agreement with Bharat, countries can access this growing market and benefit from the opportunities presented by countries' economic growth. Third point is lower trade barriers. Bharat has been working towards reducing trade barriers and opening up its economy. Now, this makes it easier for countries to trade with Bharat, providing an opportunity to access a market that was previously difficult to enter. By entering into a free trade agreement, countries can benefit from reduced tariffs and streamlined trade procedures, which can boost their exports to Bharat. And the fourth point is natural resources. Bharat is rich in natural resources such as coal, iron ore, and precious stones. Many countries are interested in accessing these resources to fuel their own economies. By entering into a free trade agreement with Bharat, countries can gain access to these resources at a lower cost, which can benefit their industries. And finally, the fifth point, skilled workforce. Bharat has a large and skilled workforce, particularly in areas such as software development and engineering. By entering into a free trade agreement with Bharat, countries can access this talent pool, which can help grow their own businesses. Now, many countries are interested in collaborating with Bharat to develop their own technology sector and leverage the country's skilled workforce. Now, before I end this video, let me also point out in recent years, Bharat has implemented some economic and regulatory reforms for more business-friendly and attracting foreign investment. Here are some of the key reforms. Number 1. Ease of doing business. Bharat has implemented several measures to improve its ranking in the World Bank's Ease of Doing Business Index. According to the World Bank's Ease of Doing Business 2020 report, Bharat has improved its rank by 14 places to 63rd position compared to 2019. The Government of India has implemented various reforms to streamline business regulations, reduce red tape, and simplify procedures. These measures include the introduction of single window clearance system for business approvals and the introduction of an online platform for company registration. The second reform is tax reforms. The Government of India has implemented a comprehensive tax reform by introducing GST in 2017. According to a report by PwC, GST has simplified the tax system and reduced the compliances burden for businesses. The government has also reduced the corporate tax rate for companies to attract more foreign investment. In September 2019, the Government of India has reduced the corporate tax rate to 22% from 30%. The third point is foreign investment. Bharat has relaxed several foreign investment restrictions to attract more foreign investment. The government of India has liberalized the FDI policy in several sectors, such as defense, insurance, and aviation, and allowed 100% FDI in many sectors. According to a report by the Department of Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, Bharat received a total FDI inflow of $74.39 billion in the financial year 2019-20, which is a 20% increase compared to the previous year. The fourth point is labor reforms. The government of India has implemented several labor reforms to make it easier for businesses to hire as well as fire employees. The government of India has introduced the Industrial Relations Code, which merges several labor laws and simplifies the labor code. The government has also increased the threshold for applicability of labor laws to make it easier for small businesses to comply with labor regulations. And the last and the final point is bankruptcy and insolvency reforms. Bharat has implemented several reforms to improve its bankruptcy and insolvency framework. The government of India has introduced the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code to simplify the insolvency process and provide a time-bound resolution for companies in distress. According to a report by the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Board of Bharat, the average time taken to resolve a case under the IBC has reduced from 4.3 years to 1.6 years. So these are some economic and regulatory reforms that Bharat has implemented for more business-friendly and attracting foreign investment. So this is everything that you had to know about the free trade agreement. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.